This Week in Nerd History, Saturday Morning TV.
Nerd History.
I'm sure most of us Gen Xers and Millennials have a soft spot in our heart for what Saturday mornings used to mean to us as kids. A big bowl of Lucky Charms and Saturday morning cartoons and kids programs. Batman, X-Men, Eek the Cat, Bobby's World, Animaniacs, Power Rangers, Digimon, Transformers, Ninja Turtles, G.I. Joe, Garfield and Friends, the list goes on. And it all started on August 19th, 1950, when the American Broadcasting Company, ABC, first aired two Saturday morning television shows for children, Animal Clinic, which featured live animals, and the variety show Acrobat Ranch, which had a circus theme. The latter show, hosted by Jack Stilwell, Uncle Jim, featured two young acrobats, Tumbling Tim and Flying Flo, and children competing in games and stunts. Once other channels started following suit, Saturday morning slots began to be filled with older cartoons originally made for movie theaters, such as Looney Tunes and Mighty Mouse, and reruns of shows aired other times, like The Flintstones, The Jetsons, and Johnny Quest. In the mid-1960s, networks began producing their own programming specifically for that television block, and it kicked off a superhero boom. Superman, Aquaman, Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, Space Ghost, Birdman and the Galaxy Trio, Underdog, and more were created in this time. By the mid-90s, however, Saturday mornings started to decline, mainly due to, well, the government. The FCC introduced the EI mandate in 1990, but made it bolder in 1996. This required all broadcast networks to air educational and informational children's programs for at least 3 hours a week. And instead of trying to find three new hours to put this educational programming in each week, of course, this would instead be focused on the Saturday morning block. Concurrent with EI, the Federal Trade Commission outlawed the advertising of both premium rate telephone numbers and tie-in merchandise during children's hours. This cut off large revenue sources for children's programs on network television. While some Saturday morning shows continued into the 2010s, Saturday morning programming for children was soon phased out by the networks in favor of Saturday morning news programming. And with the rise of streaming, making the world of Saturday morning cartoons available 24/7 on demand, the point of a dedicated block no longer exists. Currently, the idea is one of nostalgia, with MeTV launching a Saturday morning cartoons block this past January on its channels featuring classic Popeye, Pink Panther, Tom and Jerry, and Looney Tunes shows. I'm Radio Matt. See you next time for more.